This is Jess Explores. I'm Jess, and I work in MARE, the SFI Research Center for Energy, Climate, and Marine. Join me today on a new episode of Jess Explores.
The other day, I came home from a very difficult work day, and I was so tired and I was so hungry. And I sat down and I had my dinner, and my dog came up and she just, you know, sat next to me and kind of put a snout on my leg and was kind of telling me, come on and pet me and, you know, play with me. And then my landlord came and she sat down with me and she just got so upset about everything climate change related. And she told me all the things that she had heard about, all the things that were very troublesome for her and things that she found really difficult to understand and just really challenging. And so somehow we got to the topic of a whale because that's really all I talk about anyway, so it's no surprise there really. But I mentioned that whales are so important for climate change because they sequester a lot of carbon. And so my landlord looked at me and she said, "I'm not sure what you're talking about." And I looked at her going, "Why don't you know what I mean? Because this is completely normal to me to know this. Why wouldn't you know that?" And the reason for that is because I'm a whale head and my head will always go to a whale. And I would always think about whales and why they are so cool. It also got me thinking that if she didn't know about the coolness of whales, that I should really share something about why whales are so awesome. For that, I am going to read you a little bit from an aqua blog from OceanWise, and this lovely person called Caitlin Yaley. I hope I didn't butcher her last name. She wrote an article about carbon sequestration in whales, which I will put up in my in the link as well, so you can have a look. So she wrote, "Whale poo plays an important role in carbon sequestration. Rich in iron, sperm whale's feces alone might move hundreds of thousands of tons of carbon from the atmosphere to the deep ocean by promoting plankton growth." How cool is that? They poop and sequester carbon. I mean, whales also, and again, I'm just going to read you some of these things because they're so awesome. So whales lift nutrients from deeper water to the surface during diving ascents, and those nutrients enable phytoplankton to flourish. Sperm whales and Cuvier's beaked whales are some of the deepest divers in the world, with record dive deeps between 2,000 and 3,000 meters, which is a lot. So sperm whale, I think I mentioned this, they will dive for about 45 minutes and they can go deep. It's just incredible, just one animal just being able to go all that way. Even in death, whales continue to contribute to carbon storage. Their carcasses sink to the ocean floor, taking all the carbon that has accumulated in their body over their life with them. The ultimate sacrifice. As some of the largest marine mammals, with lifespans over decades, their carbon accumulation is comparable to that of large trees. Just imagine that. So whales, throughout their entire life, what they naturally do is sequester carbon. They capture it, they bring it down deep into the ocean, they keep it down there, and then through that they create phytoplankton and they enable all of these natural processes. And then when they die and their carcasses sink to the ground, again, it still creates the carbon sequestration. It still enables all of that. So when we talk about protecting animals, it's not just to protect a species, it's also to understand that when we protect whale species, we are also making sure that we're protecting ourselves, that we're keeping our climate change, that we're kind of working towards climate mitigation. Now, here's two things that I want you to be very careful about, or that we need to consider. When we talk about climate mitigation and we don't actually act on it, and the ocean gets warmer and warmer, it may be more difficult for animals to find an environment where they can feed. It may be difficult for them to find a safe environment where there's no noise pollution or very little noise pollution. It may be difficult for them to actually live a very good life because we haven't done that for them, because we haven't protected them. So even if we're able to get whale species up and going and increasing the numbers of the whales, we also need to make sure that their environment is safe enough for them to live in that area. We need to make sure that they have food. Super important. We need to make sure that the environment is clean. We need to make sure that they are safe and that they're not disturbed by any big loud noises or pollution. All of these things that we tend to do, super important. So whales are super important, not only from, and I do keep coming back to this, I love whales so much. I can name every single whale I've seen. I can tell you nearly exactly where I've seen them and when I've seen them, what their behavior was, how they just made me feel. And I think anybody who's ever seen a whale in nature and who didn't expect them to show up, they just have this feeling of like, I just saw a whale. And it's just an incredible feeling. And so to see these magnificent animals, it's amazing, it's breathtaking. So it's something for the rest of your life, you will keep that with you. And I think that's why it's so important for us all to understand their role, not only as animals that, you know, we can deeply connect with, and animals that look at us and that are curious and that are just so protective of people, because they really are, but we also need to make sure that we're keeping an environment that is safe for them, and that we are doing that in a way that we're acting on climate. We're making sure that we're not further polluting the ocean, and we're actually working on cleaning the ocean, getting rid of the pollution in ways that are healthy and in ways that we can actually deal and not make the environment sicker and not destroy this beautiful, beautiful blue ocean that we have and all the animals in it. Now, if you have any cool whale facts that you would like to share, let me know. If you have any cool whale stories or whale pictures or, you know, anything about whales, please reach out to me, send me pictures, let me know what you think, and enjoy your week. If you want to engage with me on social media, follow me on Twitter at Jess_explores, or follow me on Instagram at Jess_explores_podcast.